A Capitol police officer who suffered a concussion after rioters knocked her to the ground on January 6, 2021, is just one of the people we expect to hear from tonight. A primetime congressional hearing will focus on the insurrection when pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol. They were trying to disrupt the transfer of power from then-President Trump to President Biden. And nearly a year and a half later, there's a wide political divide over what happened that day. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So the House committee investigating the January 6th attack is running this hearing. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff told CBS's Face the Nation, the goal here is to present the narrative of what happened.
The public hasn't seen it woven together, how one thing led to another, how one line of effort to overturn the election led to another and ultimately led to terrible violence, the first non-peaceful transfer of power in our history.
So we still have a sizable portion of the country that still believes Trump's false claim that the election was stolen, disputes the very facts of what happened. What is the goal of the committee here?
Well, they've been investigating what happened that day, obviously, for the past year and a half or so. What's been going on behind the scenes, not just what we saw on television that day. We've seen lots of eye-opening text exchanges and leaks of information that have come out, between the White House chief of staff and a myriad of people who reached out from conservative media to members of Congress, kind of urging the president to call off what was happening that day and the president's reluctance to do so. But I think what's going to be interesting here, we know that they spoke to the committee, they spoke to some thousand people and issued nearly 100 subpoenas. So I'm curious to see what's going to be new here. What are they going to present? They're promising new information. But as Schiff said there, part of the idea here very well may be to frame this, to put it together in a way for people who may not have been paying attention to every drip and drab.
So we mentioned the Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards, who we'll hear from. Who else will we hear from?
Well, it's only 90 minutes, right? So it's going to be 8 to about 9:30 if they go on time and all that. But we're going to hear opening statements from Benny Thompson, the chair, and Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, who's been under fire from President Trump, obviously, for her outspokenness against Trump and what he did or didn't do that day. They're going to have witnesses that will be there. You mentioned Caroline Edwards, and we probably hear from a filmmaker who had looked into the some of the extremist groups on the right, we're going to see potentially some videotaped depositions from some senior Trump White House and campaign officials. I'm going to be very interested to hear and see how they put together all of this and what this video is going to look and feel like and what kind of TV production it's going to wind up being.
So the big question here is about what we may hear about then President Trump's involvement. Do you think this committee might make a criminal referral against former President Trump to the Justice Department?
It's difficult to say. I think that the Justice Department can probably take up what they want. There's been so much talk of this on varying different things. The two impeachments we've already gone through about whether or not the Justice Department, there would be something for them to take up that's criminal. I'm not sure what that would be exactly. I'm sure there are things that people have outlined that they think they could be. The degree of that kind of case and whether or not they can actually get a conviction on something is, I think, a big piece of that. But, the fact that this is on television, it's a lot of this is for show and to show people what actually happened and went down that day and to see if there can be any, adjustment to that number of people who believe something that's false.
Not just on television, but on prime time. We've got about a minute left. There are two Republicans on this panel, Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, but the RNC has censured both of them. They are outliers among their party. During a press conference, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Democrats are using the January 6th committee to avoid accountability.
I don't see any prime time hearing set for gas price, for battling inflation, for feeding our children, for making the streets safer.
So, Domenico, what is the messaging from Republicans outside this hearing?
Well, you know, they say in law, if you have the facts, pound the facts. If you have the law, pound the law. If you don't have either, pound the table. We saw a lot of table pounding there at the GOP press conference. And they're also, though, frankly saying, this isn't the thing that most Americans care about, that right now inflation is the top concern, gas prices are going up, and what are Democrats doing about that? As McCarthy framed it, they're holding a primetime press conference on January 6th. January 6th is not something that they wanted to be talking about whatsoever throughout any of this because it doesn't benefit Republicans politically, and they'd rather talk about anything else.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, thank you so much.
You're welcome.